In a world where money often feels more important than peace, stepping back in a financial dispute can be difficult. Yet, Padre Pio gently reminds us that choosing charity and mercy reflects the heart of our Heavenly Father. Together, let's reflect on how His wisdom can bring healing to our family conflicts. Stay tuned. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you never miss our next video. A heartfelt thank you to our protected children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become a part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description to begin your journey. Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's move on to our story. Today is the second Wednesday of the month, our special time to reflect on the profound spiritual wisdom found in the letters of Padre Pio. In today's selection, taken from Letters, Volume 2, Correspondence with Raffaellina Cerasse, Noblewoman, Padre Pio offers guidance on resolving financial conflicts, not through strict justice, but through charity, mercy, and peace, especially in delicate family situations. But before we dive into the letter, let me give you a bit of context. Raffaellina, the woman to whom this letter is addressed, was struggling with a difficult family situation, one that I'm sure many of us can relate to. She and her brother were on bad terms because of inheritance disputes following their father's death. Namely, her brother wanted possession of the family home and wanted to profit from some family-owned land. It was a painful situation. With this in mind, let's hear what Padre Pio had to say. He writes, "There is one thing I want to urge you to do. Where money interests are concerned, be very ready to yield as far as possible. In this way, you will avoid a lot of trouble which can be harmful and which always bears the stamp of moral offense, especially when such matters arise among relatives. I advise you to act in this way, and not for motives of justice, but of charity. When some such affair can be settled peaceably, even with some slight financial loss, do not appeal to strict justice, or rather, take care to avoid doing so." Isn't that a powerful perspective? Padre Pio encourages Raffaellina, and by extension us, to yield in financial matters not out of weakness, but out of love and a desire for peace. Padre Pio echoes Jesus' teaching in the Lord's Prayer, where we ask God to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. How often do we cling to what we believe is rightfully ours, only to find that it costs us our peace and relationships? Padre Pio reminds us that charity, rooted in love for God and others, should guide our actions, even when it means letting go of something material. Padre Pio continues, "Remember that we are children of an infinitely merciful Father who is very indulgent towards us. Let us always bear in mind that if the Lord were to judge us according to strict justice, none of us perhaps would be saved. So let us make righteousness and peace exchange a kiss, which we shall obtain if we always tend towards mercy rather than justice, in imitation of our Heavenly Father. What a humbling reminder. If God were to judge us with strict justice, none of us would stand a chance. Yet God is infinitely merciful, always willing to forgive. Shouldn't we then extend that same mercy to others, especially in conflicts involving money or inheritance? Padre Pio is urging Raffaelina and all of us not to let financial disputes rob us of peace, especially with our families. So, if you're facing a similar situation, perhaps an unresolved argument over money, property, or even something small, take a moment to reflect on Padre Pio's words. Ask yourself, what will matter more in the light of eternity? Winning this dispute or choosing peace? Let's strive to be more merciful, just as our Heavenly Father is merciful. Thank you for watching. Please click the notification bell if you already haven't, and we'll see you in the next video.